You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Echo Romeo Kilo Promotions presents IRC FM International. IRC FM International starts now.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know
that music is life is life is.
G'day, I'm IRC, and welcome to another episode of IRC FM International. IRC FM episode 349, so that means, of course, there'll be a milestone episode coming up on IRC FM Australia, episode 350, this coming Friday. Anywho, we have lots of great music coming up to you from all around the world on this independent and unsigned podcast. We are about to go on a bullet train. Yes, we are.
Thank you. scene. An insignificant cog within a big machine. I can't live to work, instead I work to live. Louder voices limit choices. At this moment I have no more to give. I need a mental health day. I need to take some time away to get out of the fray. No, I just can't stay. I gotta save my life. I need a mental health day. I need to take some time away to get out of the fray. No, I just can't stay. I gotta save my life. Inside the deepest part of me, just like Lucy on the chocolate line, I'd be. And in the thick of it all, I frantically search for a file I needed. The time's a wasting, go for chasing. It was accidentally just deleted. I need a mental health day. I need to take some time away to get out of the fray. No, I just can't stay. Stay, I gotta save my life. I've been blessed with material things. I got a college education and a mascot that stings. I got three great kids, they're making me proud. I got a beautiful wife, I'm gonna do what I vow. An engineer, but I'm completely overloaded. It's increasingly clear that life's been good. Yes, I'll concede it. It's just that now I really need it. Stay, I gotta save my life. I need a mental health day. I need to take some time away to get out of the fray. No, I just can't stay. I gotta save my life. I need a mental health day. I need to take some time away to get out of the fray. No, I just can't stay. I gotta save my life. I need a mental health day.
Oh, yeah. You are listening to Erk on Erk FM International and not Erk FM Metal Monday, as you might think. I try and keep the hard rock a little bit off this show, but I definitely try and keep the metal off this show. But every now and again, you do have to put some metal in. Yeah, absolutely, you do. I'm starting to sound a bit like Ray from Dark Compass, but woohoo! Woohoo! If you're wondering what I'm woohooing about, apart from the songs, of course, some of you know that last year, seems like last year, although it was early 2013, I went to America and Mexico, and I went to 70,000 tons of metal in the Caribbean Sea. Okay, Americans, Caribbean. And this year, I was looking to do something and do it a little bit different from last year, and I am certainly doing it different, because for the last week, I've been trying to book a ticket called a Circle Pacific Fare, which will enable me to go from Australia to the US, the US to Japan, Japan to Singapore, Singapore to Sydney. And so I've had all sorts of troubles with the actual airlines concerned, but I have found myself an online travel agency. Those details are confirmed. I just paid the deposit for the ticket, and so everything is confirmed. Woohoo! Woohoo! Oh yeah, I love it when a plan comes together. Anywho, I should stop congratulating myself, although it does feel like a massive achievement, and tell you who we heard in that particular set. We just heard, courtesy of Ambicon Records, Harlot with their song Savior. Prior to that, a double courtesy of Juice Management and Promotion with the band Jagged Row, Addicted to You. And also back again, and to open up the episode, we mellowed out a bit. We heard from Will McBride Group, again courtesy of Juice Management and Promotion. We heard Mental Health Day, and my mental health today is absolutely awesome. And also 90 Minutes to Nowhere by Will McBride. I was waiting for that phone call, but I wasn't actually expecting it while I was recording an episode of FM International. So yeah, all done. I'm going to be on such a high for the rest of this episode. Will McBride Group, courtesy of Juice Management and Promotion. They are from the US. Of course, links on the show notes. As always, they are from Raleigh in North Carolina. North Kakalaki. And we have Will McBride, funnily enough, vocals, guitars, and Jeff on bass and vocals. So they're only a two-piece, which is interesting. They sound like Steely Dan, Carlos Santana, Mark Knopfler, Dire Straits, and John Mayer. They have had quite a few performances in the North Carolina, Greenboro, Cary, Raleigh, Greensboro, areas of North Carolina. They've had an extensive history going back well past 2006. They've been at various jazz festivals, various theatres and performing arts centres, festivals, and whatnot. So that is Will McBride Group, currently coming number 13 on the Reverb Nation jazz, indie rock and pop category for their area. Not sure how you managed to fit all of those in the one category and still come at 13. I'm not sure, but yeah, that's Reverb Nation. If you want to find out more, of course, you can usually play more songs, videos from all of the bands. You can go to the show notes at erkfminternational.com. Then, yeah, you gotta love autoplay on websites, don't you? Jagged Row have recently had a lineup change. They've posted a music video. They are from Dallas, Texas. It's not necessarily a place that you think of being on the edge of metal and rock. They call themselves Jagged Rock. They've made many accomplishments in the last 3.5 years, such as winning countless Battle of the Bands competitions, performing at many venues, including the Whiskey A Go Go, the Real Texas Festival, Texas Motor Speedway, the State Fair of Texas. They've shared the stage with Hanson. Oh, come on, guys. You could have at least taken them out or something. Bowling for Soup and Finger 11. So, from Dallas, Texas, where you more associate with country and or western, that is Jagged Row. So, of course, as always, you can go to the website and find out more information about them. And then Harlot, they are from Newcastle in the UK. They're a four-piece melodic metal band. They're looking for gigs, like many of them are. They're a four-piece. They have influences such as Avenged Sevenfold, Bullet for My Valentine, Pantera, Iron Maiden, Metallica, Trivium, Killswitch Engage, Protest the Hero, and more. So that is Harlot, courtesy of Pete from Ambicon Records. We're going to crank things down a little bit. We're going to go down, down, down. And this is Wedding Present with their song called You Jane. And I do know a couple of Janes in my life, so this is for you.
Explain. This is Hawson and your Jane. feel non-existent. For all of this I call life different. Wondering if love can fix it. Will it still remain consistent? Living when I'm down, dying when I'm found, slowing on the ground, freedom will be found, yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh
yeah.
I said I was going to tone things down a bit, but I didn't really tone it down that much at all, did I? That was Scary Sherry and the Bang Bangs with their song Don't Wanna. Prior to that, again, Sherry Cherry and the Bang Bangs with their song Girl. Prior to that, we heard Hot Pistol Shrimp with their song LSD. Prior to that, Hot Pistol Shrimp again with Amy's song. And to open up that set, we heard Wedding Present with their song called You Jane. So to all the Amy's and the Janes out there, hello. Wedding Present. I thought I was going to be able to play these guys in Insomnia Radio Australia and IRC FM Australia, but it turns out they are from the UK, so I didn't do that as well. The Wedding Present. Wow, they've had 18 UK top 40 singles. In 1985, David Lewis Gregg, even, he boarded a National Express coach in London with 500 records packed into a pair of his mother's suitcases. And in this fashion, the band's debut single, Go Out and Get 'Em Boy, was delivered to the distribution company and The Wedding Present was born. With their early releases, they had acquired a reputation for bittersweet, breathtakingly honest love songs immersed in whirlwind guitar, so it was extraordinary that something, they toured, I think, around Europe. They've had a rather extensive history, and of course, they've got quite a deal of a discography because, of course, they've had 18 UK top 40 singles apart from anything else. So they've got a lot that you can listen to and a lot that you can read on their website. So from the UK, that was Wedding Present and then Hot Pistol Shrimp. Again, courtesy of Rob from Juice Management and Promotion. They are from London as well. As you heard, they are definitely in the rock category. And of course, you can hear their songs on their website, apart from what you already heard. Not sure what they're doing about a certain space, if they're updating it or whatever, but that was the best link I could find. Then after Hot Pistol Shrimp, we heard from Scary Sherry and the Bang Bangs. What a name for a band. Our penultimate artist on the episode. You can get their new album, Girl, and we heard, amongst others, we heard the title track from them. They are a group who have taken the spirit of Alice Cooper and the Misfits, chucked in the added touch of La Femme, and erected a ferocious beast, quote, digital dab will do you. They were born at a roller derby in Dallas, Texas. They've been hitting hard ever since. They recently won the Outstage MTV Partners Grand Prize, the Microsoft 7 competition, and honoured on the Best of Loud and Local show on Dallas's rock station, 97.1 The Eagle. Sorry, I think I had to do that. They are notching their number one world championship belt, one show, one fan, one competition at a time. So we've had a couple of interesting bands from Dallas, Texas, which, again, you wouldn't necessarily think of when it comes to hard rock and metal. We have one track to come, courtesy of Axel from Rock and Growl Records. I normally play the tunes that Axel sends me for the metal show, IRC FM Metal Monday, but with a name such as this, I have been hitting the train theme lately, especially on this show. We are going to finish up with Bullet Train by the band called Famous Underground. Let me tell you a little bit about them. Thank you to Axel from Rock and Growl. Thank you to Rob from Juice Management and Promotion and Pete from Ambicon Records for sending me tunes this week. Famous Underground. They are coming in June to selected cities in Toronto, Montreal, and Quebec City. They are Canadian. Might be a bit too heavy for Chris from Canada with Insomnia Radio Canada. If she listens to this, I'll point this particular track in her direction and see how she likes it or not. let me tell you a bit about Famous Underground to finish up. They are led by vocalist Nicholas, who was formerly the frontman of the band Silk Toxic. Folks that remember life before grunge may remember the Canadian hard rock outfit kicking up a proverbial storm in the early 1990s. The band achieved gold status in Canada with their full-length album Doing the Nasty and took home the 1993 Juno Award, which is the Canadian version of the Grammys for Best Album of the Year. Silk Toxic called it quit in 1995 as grunge tightened its hold on the music scene. However, Nicholas didn't fade into the background. He continued to work as a musician and spent close to 10 years fronting Revolver. And then in 2011, they had new songs ready to go, recruited more musicians, and starting a new project called Famous Underground. And so he says that they're a fan of rock and metal that's out there today. There's a lot of different genres out there. Some of their influences include Mercyful Fate, Crimson Glory, and Iron Maiden. And so out of the quote-unquote newer groups, they also are influenced by Avenged Sevenfold, Stone Sour, Disturbed, and a lot more. So the self-titled debut features 11 tracks available now from the usual downloady places. Here are Famous Underground with their song Bullet Train.
Mistakes always waiting. making sure that I'm smiling, please.
And if I had have planned this show just a tiny little bit better, I would have put in some more tracks to make it 90 minutes, just to make this first song really ring true, 90 minutes to nowhere. Hope you've enjoyed the episode. Slightly harder this week than usual. If you like your music this hard and harder, check out IRC FM Metal Monday. It's on Monday. It's hosted by me, and it's about metal. Hard rock, metal and industrial, IRCFMMetalMonday.com on Mondays. This show each and every Wednesday on IRCFM International. And if you like your Australian tunes, check out IRCFM Australia each and every Friday. All of those shows can be found at IRCFM.com. I am a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting that you can find at musicpodcasting.org. Lots of people just like me bringing you great independent music from around the world, regardless of style and genre. There should be someone to suit your musical taste. Anywho, on this episode, we've had music courtesy of Juice Management and Promotion, Ambicon Records, Insomnia Radio, and also Rock and Growl Records. We've heard from the Will McBride Group, Jagged Roe, Harlot, Wedding Present, Hot Pistol Shrimp, Scary Sherry and the Bang Bangs, and Famous Underground. I think I'm going to have to borrow a couple of these guys for IRC FM Metal Monday. I think they'd fit in really well on next Monday's show. Anywho, I'm IRC. I'll be celebrating episode 350 on IRC FM Australia this week. But to you who have been listening to or submitting music to or supporting this show as well, IRC FM International, it's a great time just to celebrate 350 episodes of IRC FM. Anywho, I'm IRC. Thank you very, very much for listening, and talk soon on the interwebby. Of course, you can follow me on the various social networks as well. Until next time, thank you for listening. Don't forget, music is life, and goodbye for now. Good night, interweb.